Well, welcome everybody. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had a fantastic weekend and ready for the work week ahead. Darren Saul here, your host of Playing With Perspective, the Suspended Animation Podcast. Episode 57 this morning with the lovely and famous Oksana. Now, Oksana's been on the show before and we had a lot of fun. She gave us some great ideas and she's left us with some fantastic insights and merchandising strategies. So by popular demand, Oksana is back to talk about all the clever and creative ways that you can tell your customers you're back in business. Obviously now things are starting to move back into the business world and people, the confidence is growing. So it's a great time to start chatting about how we can actually leave good impressions and tell our customers that we're back. So for everybody out there who hasn't heard Oksana before, Oksana is a brand engagement and customer experience expert and entrepreneur who is passionate about business, human connections, personal growth, and doing things differently. She has a unique ability to creatively identify how to engage your clients and execute new growth opportunities. Her business journey started in Russia, where she developed her holistic and pragmatic approach. Now she uses these skills to help her clients' brands stand out and stay top of mind. As a founder of Impero, she works with clients on brand engagement, as well as developing cool and fun ideas using memorable promotional products. She is passionate about products with purpose that are ethically sourced and sustainable. So hello, Oksana.
Hi, Darren. Thank you. And thanks. Thank you for having me back.
Pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure to have you back because we had such a great show last time. And I can't wait to explore all the other ideas that you've come up with since then. But before we start, maybe, Oksana, tell us a bit about you and what you do. And then we'll kind of get into some more questions and give the audience some great ideas that they can use.
Sure. I think you did a great introduction. So I'm obviously, you can hear from my accent of Russian background, I'm a little obsessed about marketing and human connections and created memorable experience that really helps brands to connect with their customers and with their potential clients.
Definitely. And she does that very well. You know, last episode, she gave us some fantastic little gadgets. And apparently since that, a lot of people have even bought a lot of those. So just goes to show you how powerful visual branding reminders can be. So Oksana, look, we're back. Things are starting to move back into the swing of things. You know, people are starting to need to tell their customers that they're back in play, that they're, you know, their solution offering is ready. They can start working again. What are some of the fun ways that we can kind of let our customers know that we're back in play without being too, you know, over the top, but fun, clever ways that we can tell our customers that we're back in play. What's your, what's some ideas that you have for us today?
Definitely. It's interesting how I think over the weeks we went through the different stages of sort of panic and then the businesses froze and some businesses choose to market themselves. And I still believe those who did choose to market themselves, they're the one who are going to benefit in the next, you know, 4, 6, 8 weeks or as further as 6 months.
100%.
And, you know, 1st of June, it's a big date. And we are in New South Wales very excited. It looks like business is going to be coming back. Yeah. And this is a great opportunity, again, to offer maybe some new services that you can communicate to your clients that you just introduced or maybe will be introducing.
Perfect.
You can also maybe offer products that you used to offer before, but maybe you repackage it now.
Yep.
It's a great opportunity. You can communicate it via video. Maybe you can make a little video and say, you know, this is the message from CEO. Welcome back. We're glad, you know, we're glad things are back to normal. This is what we introduce. Create the special offer you know, invite them. If you're a restaurant or if you're a consumer place, invite them with a special offer to your premises, to your venue. I think it's also important to communicate the message that you're actually ready for to have face-to-face. So make sure you do tell them, look, you're safe with us. We have hand sanitizers and face masks and follow the social distancing rule. Because people, I think people are a little bit fragile and uncertain.
Yeah.
So I think it's up to us to give them opportunity to sort of be safe when they come in back. Like if you're financial advisor, you might say, look, we're back to business. You can have face-to-face meeting. And this is what we put in place to make sure, you know, you're in safe environment. Just to give them a little bit of reinsurance because it's, you know, we never had a situation like this before. So
That's a really good idea. I mean, really good point. Like we're in the transition period. It's important for us to really make sure that our clients are comfortable and feel safe and give them a little bit of extra care.
Definitely.
Just to help them through that transition period. So I think that's a really, really good point. And I also love the point you made about video, because I'm very passionate about video. And I think there's still not enough people using video. And I think what a great way to do a little video, either a promotional video or a video giving some kind of content or a video just saying, hey, we're here. This is what we've put in place to make you feel safer. So I think video is a fantastic medium to use. And at the same time, it shows the human side of you. It shows people who is the person behind the brand. So video is a really important medium at the moment, and it's going to get stronger and stronger. So I think that's a really good point you made as well.
Yes, and I think this situation actually forced all of us, like I was invited and suggested I should do video for the last, I don't know how many years, but I was never sort of, it was always nice to have. So this situation actually forced all of us, even if you be on a Zoom call, you're still on the video.
That's right.
So I think we're a little bit more comfortable and I agree with you, Darren. It's a great opportunity to show you, you know, this is because people buy from people, regardless, you know, what you sell. So just giving a little bit of you and the taste of how you, you know, operate, this is a very big, big part of business, building relationship and building trust. 100%.
Absolutely. And actually, that's a really good point. I mean, for you, someone who hasn't done a lot of video before and now you've started to, have you got some good feedback from your customers and your clients?
You know, amazing. Like, it's interesting because when people ask me, how do you find passion, right?
Yep.
And I always say, you have to try things.
I like that.
So if you try, like, I never knew I'm going to be great on video, but then, you know, I was very nervous first time. I give it a go and suddenly people giving me a great feedback. And then suddenly I got invited to another podcast. And guess what? The better you cook, the better cook you become, kind of thing.
So I love it.
It's really encouraging. And now I'm thinking, maybe I should start, you know, the YouTube channel. And a lot of feedback as well, like half an hour, 40 minutes, it's too long. Yeah. But it's, again, you can take this long movie and make it in a shorter, you know, little snippets of trailers.
Definitely.
That's
right. You can take the big meal and turn it into little appetizers.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, Oksana. So tell us a bit more about, you know, what kind of ideas you have, because you know, I know that you've always got some little tricks up your sleeve. So I'm dying to hear what you have for us today.
I'm very pragmatic sort of marketing my approach, and resourcefulness is one of my sort of strong suits because of my background, right? So I always say it's easy to come up with a brilliant campaign if you have $500,000 to spend.
That's right.
But what if you don't have this money? How do you create something wow, unique, that still get a message across? So. Yeah. I did not stop marketing. You know, last 8 weeks, I've been more busy than ever without even going to the office.
Yep.
And a lot of people, I find a lot of even our clients, you know, this uncertainty made them so paralyzed, and there was just not an action, right? Yeah, they say, my business is down, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
And I give you the example of one of our clients. They are a big printing company, and they just moved from one location to the new location end of March.
Right.
And literally, you know, the business went down 70%. And when I talk to the owner, he's really, you know, feeling lost. He's saying the business is down. Mm. You know, we're just going to sit and wait. Mm. And I'm like, no, we're not going to sit and wait. You have a great opportunity to tell the clients that firstly, you're in a new location.
Yep.
Secondly, you're still operating.
Yeah.
Thirdly, as a printer, you can give them ideas how to use your services to stay in touch, right? Because I'm still a great believer in direct marketing,
yep,
in lump emails. It's got 100% opening rate.
Yep.
You know, we are so tired of digital. Sometimes we need a break, right? And I deliver the package for you, Darren. And this is just a small example of it will stick. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You will remember.
Absolutely.
And it's a small investment. So back to the printer. So I said to him, this is the product I come out with.
Right.
So it's a set of graders, right?
Yep.
And he purchased this. I said to him, this is a campaign. So I give him exactly, not just, you know, he's a greatest and he doesn't know what to do with it. I said to him, this is a campaign. We're going to send them every VIP client the card, the yep, message.
Yes.
Looks like we're spending more time in the kitchen. Right? And here's a little tool,
right,
to make your time in the kitchen a little bit more fun and easier.
Love it.
By the way, we moved to the new location and it's much bigger and we are cooking a storm. We can't wait to have you over. Regards, you know, the printing team. And you would not believe that client, you know, the feedback that they had, how it was so relevant. Firstly, wow, we communicate, we were relevant to the time,
yep,
of what's happening. We were relevant, we communicated the message, we're in a new location.
Yep.
And guess what? That in a few weeks' time, we have a reason to go back to the client and say, look, we're having an opening party. You know, we cooked a storm. Come over. So it's create the motion. And this is, again, just a small, clever marketing. And then we use it for ourselves as well. And I use play on words. I when I send it to the client, I say, if you're looking for other great ideas, spell G-R-A. Get in touch.
I love it.
So this is something sort of marketing. I call it marketing on a shoestring budget.
Fantastic.
You know, it's under $10 items, so you don't really need thousands of dollars. And again, any business, when you think about who is your core clients, it's not going to be, you know, 5 million, 10 million people. It's literally maybe 100, maybe 250, maybe 500. Yeah, this is your customers and core clients who, you know, important to your business. So I think it's very, very critical to look after the people who actually make your business exist. Without them,
you have nothing. Absolutely. And you know, they always say, you know, your top 80% of revenue comes from your 20%, your top 20% of clients.
Exactly.
So you know, you look after your core business.
Yeah. So how do we nurture, communicate with this 20% and be relevant regardless what's happening, you know, in economy, in the weather, in the season.
I agree.
Yeah, this is
fantastic. And now, have you always been this creative? Like, I'd love to hear your backstory. Like, back when you started, how did you get so innovative and creative? Have you always been an artist, way of thinking that way? Is this something that you learned?
I guess I was like this when I was a child. So I was a little rebel growing up in USSR. And I always want to stand out. But, you know, it's not many chances to stand out in the country where everyone has to wear the gray suit.
That's right.
And comply. And so I was always making, you know, apron that, you know, different from others, or little, how you call them, cuffs for my dress at school. Something always, always creating. I learned how to do macrame, how to knit at very young age.
Wow.
And then back at university, I'm actually home economics teacher.
Huh.
So it's 5 years of kind of creativity on steroids of, oh, here's a piece of wood. We need to make a beautiful chair. So it's kind of, yeah. And I guess like it's back to the passion. The more you do, the more, the better you become, right?
Definitely.
A lot of people said to me, like, I can think of idea in, you know, 15 minutes, you know, just the way my brain's work, and I look at the person, at the message, at the brand, and straight away, like I was talking to the restaurant owner, and I said, why is it all restaurants have a menu in such a small font?
Yes.
It's anywhere you go. And he said, oh, because you need to, you know, you need to have on one page. But like, I have a perfect vision, but I can see that everywhere you go, such a small font, people are struggling. I said to him, why can't you just buy the magnifying glass on the, you know, on the stick and attach it to the menu?
I love that idea. What a brilliant idea.
And then add some light to it, right?
Yeah.
Then it would be perfect.
Fantastic. Then we wouldn't have to get our glasses out every time to look at what I'm going to order.
Yeah.
You see, that's a great idea. I mean, you can take something that might be lacking and turn it into a great branding opportunity. So instead of just finding a solution, find a solution that is going to help you market your business. You know, that's just a little extra tweak to what you do.
Yeah. And guess people will remember. Guest time, if they want to go for dinner, they say, oh, let's go to this restaurant, you know,
with the magnifying glass.
The menu.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. What a brilliant idea. So you can see, I mean, obviously, you know, you've done this a long time and you do this all the time. So you come up with ideas really quickly. But for everybody out there, creativity is a muscle. If you just practice using it, it comes and you get stronger and stronger and you get faster and faster at being creative, you know, without a doubt.
Yes. And if I might just add, like a lot of people think, oh, I'm just not creative. Yeah, like for your information, like accountants that think they're so boring, they're the most creative people, right?
Yeah, they have to be.
So, and like, I just think if I would give a tip how to start, like just take it, anything that you see around, you see the brochures, you see business, like my challenge, look at everything around and don't do it this way.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want a Me Too campaign. I don't want a Me Too brochure. I don't want, you know, all finance company doing blue and white brochure. We're a finance company and we're going to do blue and white brochure. I said, no. You just become Me Too finance company. Make a yellow brochure. Make it purple brochure. It has to create emotion.
Definitely.
And you have to stand out.
Definitely.
If whatever you create is not going to make you stand out, my advice is don't do it.
Don't do it at all. You're just wasting all your money.
Save your money.
Yeah.
Save your money, right? Yeah. Don't send them, you know, or even with the email, any piece of communication. If it's not adding value, don't be part of the noise. It's enough noise, right?
I love it. What a fantastic. I'm just going to repeat that for everybody because that's just such a great insight. For every mode or example of communication, try and add value. Otherwise, you're just adding to the noise. What a brilliant insight and a brilliant quote by Oksana. I love that. So true. And so, Oksana, any other great examples that you have for us or great campaigns that you've done recently?
Oh, I have so many ideas. just a couple. I'm not really believer. I don't believe in discounting, right?
Okay.
So I don't believe in Groupons. And sorry if it's any Groupon people there. Not because I don't believe they might work, but I, from my experience, this is not my people. You know, people who buy on Groupon, people who go to the hairdresser on Groupon, guess what? They're not, majority of it, they're not going to be your loyal customer. They're the people who's always looking for the better deal, right? So I strongly believe that if we just use our creativity and think outside the square or the box or the circle, whatever it is, try not to give a discount. Try to see how you can add value. And you can add value by collaborating with the businesses that have a similar client profile as you. So, for example, if you are optometrist in the city, right? So your market really is 2 kilometer radius in your CBD area.
Yep.
So imagine you collaborate with dry cleaner across the road.
Yep.
And you make an offer saying, look, every time you buy the glasses in the month of June, we give you free dry cleaning is on us, right?
Right, cool.
And this is adding value, but a business that across the road that are dry cleaners, they would love that because you give it, you're promoting them. So you might buy dry cleaners offer there in bulk, right?
Absolutely.
Or you might do, you know, add business socks. Every time you buy the glasses, you receive a pair or, you know, two pairs of beautiful business socks.
Or maybe do a deal with a hairdresser and say, get a free haircut.
Exactly.
Every time you buy some glasses.
So think who has a customer before you, or who is the people that actually have the same kind of avatar, same demographics, and how you can combine, you know, the effort and cross promote each other and add value rather than saying, oh, look, we give you 5%. Like people, it's just not sexy get 5% discount, you know, like
I agree.
At least it's 80%. It's not very attractive offer. Great.
Yeah, and also, and you're right, because when you start giving another service or product, there's no dollar value on it. So you start to think that it's worth more than it maybe is, because it's worth, it's this incredible experience that you're getting, and there's no dollar value put on it. It's not a discount.
And people are funny like this. Like, look at the magazines and Time Magazine. They've been doing it for years, right? Mm-hmm. Subscribe for 1 year and we give you the free backpack.
Yeah.
And people are funny, right? They will come for the free socks offer and they will buy glasses. But what attract them, because this is a free socks offer or free dry cleaning. I don't know. This is how, you know, I'm one of them. I subscribe to Marie Claire because they give me free foundation. Like, you can go and buy foundation, but, you know, it's just...
It's nice to have something for free every now and then.
Yeah. Back to value, it is a great value. And we have a great promotion now. Obviously, you know, people been not traveling for so long. We have a special holiday promotion. We actually give every new customer who spent $5,000 with us before the end of financial year, we give them free holiday up to $2,000 that you can use in the next 24 months.
Wow.
Anywhere around the world, I think it's not really relevant, but even in Australia.
Yeah.
So if you are a car dealership, or if you sell solar system, or you do any kind of services, imagine your promotion, buy the car and we give you a free holiday. How attractive is for your client to actually say yes to the deal?
Absolutely. And so you're providing this promotion yourself right now?
Yes. Yes, so for everyone who spent $5,000 before the end of financial year, we offer this promotion that value up to $2,000, and they can use it, you know, in the next 24 months. And it's a great, you know, it's very attractive, and it's very
absolutely
easy kind of to say yes decision promotion.
Fantastic. What about any other good ideas for end of financial year?
You can, you know, it's winter is coming. Like for me as a marketer, I actually don't wait for Christmas to sort of get in touch. You know, now it's winter coming. Now still end of financial year, only a few weeks away. And I still believe it's a lot of people out there who do still have marketing budget left. So we can actually help them to engage with the clients. The money tree, my, you know, great old idea, sending, you know, the money tree to all your clients saying, look, thank you for growing with us, and we hope the next year is going to be better. Thank you, right?
Or you can even send a little chocolate piggy box, you know? you know, there's
Yeah, use this opportunity to say thank you. And especially, again, it's like after this very uncertain and fragile time, people are really, really appreciate, you know, look at this care packs that we've been sending, you know, from the employees to employee, you know, work from home. Thank you for being part of the team. You know, like maybe have a party. We've done it. Oh, we've done it. It's over. You know, thank you. Thank you. Who are the people who actually helped you in the last 8 weeks to go through this? Maybe emotionally, are they the people who were you just, you know, when you're feeling down, you will be able to call? Or the new social network that we build, you know, we connected there in these times, right?
That's right, we did.
So this is all of the part of the of my network that actually helped me to, you know, in this last 2 months to stay sane and stay positive and, you know, create the human connection that even we couldn't do it physically, but, you know, we've done a fantastic job using technology.
Absolutely. How has technology helped you over the years? How has it changed in your business? Because obviously years ago, you know, it would have been much more physical email or physical mailing campaigns and, you know, face-to-face campaigns. And how has the introduction of social media and digital changed for what you do?
Well, when I started in this business, we actually used to have bromides. So the physical bromides, it's a plate that people like, if we need to print the logo, this is what customer physically sent to us, right?
Wow.
For printing, like now you can flick any file with one email. And I remember when I originally had a hamper company called Gifts on the Run, and we were one of the first people who had an email, and customers still would not use the email. They will fax the orders, and we encourage them, can you please send us email? And if they ever did send us email, they call straight away, said, just want to check you received the,
nobody trusted,
you received the email. Right? Yeah, they didn't trust it, right?
Oh,
but in the last 20 years, of course, you know, we came like, you can't even think, imagine, like we used to have a dial in and, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
For the internet and
fax, email still fax.
Yeah, faxes, you know, and some people now, if somebody give me a business card now and they have a fax machine, I look at them thinking, I don't know if I want to, I don't think you're progressive enough to for us to do business because you're a little bit living in the other era. So check your business cards, right? Maybe it's time to update because, or sometimes I ask them, how often do you receive the fax? And they go, oh, last one was 5 years ago. And I'm like, I'm just wondering, why do you still have it on your business card?
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah.
It just shows a lot, like little things matter.
That's true. True. Even shows, as just to jump in, even nowadays, you don't even need a business card. We've got to that extreme. Everybody knows you so well before you even give them a business card.
Absolutely.
They're even nearly obsolete. So it just goes to show you how fast progression
is. Yeah. But still, I don't know, I'm still old school. So I still, you know, I got my notebooks that I always write and I still keep the business cards because I'm visual.
Yep.
So I literally make a note or I remember the color.
Yeah.
So I still print a lot of business cards myself and I still, you know, I don't know, maybe it's going to be different in the 5-10 years, but yeah, but it's why I think actually direct mail, it's actually become more sexy, more current in this environment because everything just digital, you know, like even signatures now, before we need a fax because you need to literally sign and fax. Now you just approve via email and this is sufficient. And even in the like law firms and accountant where it's sort of quite more strict levels of, you know, privacy and all of that, they still, you know, adapt and you have to adapt. And now these last 2 months actually make technology even, I think, took us to another level for how we communicate and what acceptable and I'm not sure. I'm actually fearing good luck to bringing people back to the office.
That's right. Nobody wants to meet in person anymore. They'll say, let's go on Zoom.
Yeah. They might say, you know, I don't know. Give me the reason. Why can't I do it? I did it for 2 months. So.
That's right. But I think that's a really good point. I mean, if people want to do it well, there's still an incredible opportunity to do real mail campaigns and real physical, you know, campaigns, because, but they have to be done well. A lot of people just, as you say, do the me too, and then they're just like another brochure that someone pops in your letterbox and you throw it in the trash. But if it stands out, you look at it, you say, wow.
Yeah. And also, and it's also, I never suggest that you do something as one off. Like, you need to say, okay, I'm sending, like, if you're sending the mail out, you have to follow up, right?
Yes.
So I'm sending 500 items that you're not going to be making, because you have to say, can I make 500 calls in 3 or 5 days?
Yeah.
Because if you don't, if you can't make it, don't waste it, because we need to, you know, this is, we're designing the customer journey. It's up to us. Oh, I'm going to send you that, and then I want to have a conversation, and the next step is, and the next step is, and the next step is. It's not, you know, it's marketing. It's not, you know, act of randomness.
That's right.
So even if I send something to you, it's up to me to say, or you put, always put everything you write, every time you write the note, always put PS.
Yep.
You know, saying, okay, I'll be calling you, or look forward to seeing you in two weeks, or so people know what's the next step. So it's not a surprise where you're chasing them and they know, they don't even know you'll be calling them.
Yeah, that's right? Really, that's, it's really about managing expectations in that customer journey. And I love the way you said, we design the customer journey. It's not an act of randomness. I think that's brilliant, because we all forget that, you know, and we tend to execute a lot of these strategies just in a once-off siloed fashion. Whereas it's really, you have to think about this as a long-term marketing campaign, and you might actually put together something like this in another, together in a larger marketing campaign where you mix digital with physical, with other things, with follow-up, because it's a whole customer journey that you're creating.
Absolutely.
Over the next 12 months.
Yeah. And a lot of, it's still a lot of people just, you know, think people know what I do.
Yep.
They will come to me. Mm. No. If you're a printer, people know, you know, if you're going to sit and wait until people come to you to do the printing, you're going to be waiting a long time. So, but if you show them, demonstrate how you're using direct mail, and you print the card and you send it, suddenly people, oh, I wonder what they can do for us, right? Every campaign we create, give us orders, because I showcase my creativity, the way they engage, the storytelling. So suddenly I'm not telling them, you know, oh, I got caps, umbrellas, mugs, and t-shirts. So is everyone, right? And I'm not attached to the product, because product without the message, without the purpose,
without the strategy,
it's just a, you know, another thing in the landfill. And people are very cautious now. We don't want junk. We don't want something that's not going to help us or add value. So think about your customer.
That's
would
right.
they be beneficial for them? Would, where are they, where they need your service, right? So if you're giving someone something that, you know, they're always in the car, you know, how we can find the product that communicate the message and they will use it while they're driving.
Brilliant. Like a pair of sunglasses with a little brand on the side.
Or, you know, little cleanser for your glasses. Yeah. Or you might have a power adapter for the car.
An air freshener.
Yeah, air freshener. Wet wipes in the glove box. You know, whatever it is.
But,
you know, people think about, oh, what product. You know, product is step number 4.
Yeah.
If you don't know where they are, if you don't know the purpose, if you don't know, you know, how you're going to distribute it, you pick the product and then you think, oh, I wonder why, you know, it's a beautiful steak and it's, you know, beautiful farm and it's beautiful packaging, but they're vegetarian. Great. Thank
Very
you.
True.
Like somebody invited me to join in a network on LinkedIn and, you know, we're connected and the next thing is like a big you know, paragraphs about join us, our network. And I checked it and it says vegan woman network. And I said to her, may I ask why you invited me? She said, what is all about? She said, it's about, you know, woman network who are vegans. And I said to her, I don't think I'm actually qualified. So before you invite someone to join your club, your network, or use your product, don't you think logically it would be very simple question that she could ask before she actually starts selling to me her network that I never need? She would ask, Oksana, I'm just wondering, and it's very personal as well. You know, you don't just connect with someone and say, oh, tell me what you eat and how you live your life. You know, I'm wondering if you are vegan. Then if the answer say yes, she goes, oh, please check out information about our network. It might be beneficial. But if the answer is no, so she just embarrassed herself, you know, offering something that not completely relevant. And
yep. I love it.
So how often actually we do it? They say, oh, I decided it's a good idea for you.
Yeah.
Always, and you know, Seth Godin, I'm a big fan of Seth Godin.
Yep,
me too.
He
talks about permission marketing. I always take it sort of step further, and I always talk about permission giving. Would you like my brochure? Would you like a drink bottle? Would this mug would be a value to you? Because then if you ask this question, then you give them something that they ask for, rather than I assume, you know, you need this backpack and drink bottle, and you know, when you go to conference.
Absolutely. There's a famous psychological concept called commitment and consistency, and it's basically what you're describing. If you ask somebody, would you like this, I'm going to send it to you, would this be of value to you, and they say yes, they're going to open it and they're going to use it because they said yes, and they'll be consistent with their commitment. It's such a simple principle, but most of the time we just go on assuming, blasting our campaigns all around the place without ever asking someone, do they want it? Is it of value? You know, and if we use that simple step, can increase your opening rates and your rates incredibly. So simple. Fantastic, Oksana. Now, Oksana's also very, very famous with her one-liners. She's got a whole book of one-liners. So I'd like to ask Oksana to maybe give us one or two new examples of any one-liners she's very fond of lately that are related to marketing and branding and opportunity. So I'm wondering if you have anything there, Oksana.
Oh, one-liners. let me check on the latest one. everyone loves it, but this is not the new one. This is priceless for everything else, is MasterCard. This is a good one. Victory loves preparation, right? I think it's so relevant to marketing.
Victory loves preparation. That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah. So the better we prepare, the better we research, the better the outcome of campaign.
Definitely. And we've been speaking about strategy all day, and that's basically exactly what it's saying.
Yes. And another good one of my old one, but favorites, is when is the last time you did something for the first time?
That's cool. I love it.
It's, you know, as a children, we have a lot of new activities and stuff we do, but as an adult, sometimes we forget to play.
Yep.
And this is another one. We never really grow up. We just learn how to act in public.
I love that. We never really grow up. We just learn how to act in public. That's fantastic. Yes. I love it. You know, and you can even send a great product or piece of merchandise with your brand and some kind of written, and they'd have this quote written on there or something. What a great way to you know, build a campaign as well. Something as simple as a fun, interesting, insightful quote.
Yes. Definitely. And this is, it has to be catchy, and this is what people remember, right? So my big thing is, would it be memorable? Would they talk about it in the next, you know, 3 weeks, 6 weeks, you know, 6 months?
Yep, absolutely.
And put yourself in their shoes. You just put a post about it, Darren, saying, you know, be the customer. Put yourself in the customer's shoes.
You know, exactly. Do the customer is, you know, give something that the customer wants, that the customer needs, that is a value to them, not what you want to sell or promote. Sometimes they're the same, but sometimes they're very different things.
And the best way to find out what they need, you know, it's like a revolutionary thought. People say, I don't know. I said, you know what you can do? It's like really like, this is like MBA. Go and ask them.
Exactly. Just ask them.
You know, just ask. If you ask 50 of your customers, should I, you know, I'm thinking of XYZ. If we would produce this XYZ, would you use it? Or which one would you like?
Yeah.
Rather than go produce XYZ and then go, you see, it doesn't work. Nobody want it.
And so
question, why did you purchase it in the first place?
So true. And that's actually a really clever marketing strategy. As we just discussed before, in line with that concept of commitment and consistency, if you went and surveyed all your customers and they said, yes, I would use it. And then a month later you said, well, here you go. We've just built it for you.
Yeah,
you get a higher success rate of people buying it.
Definitely. I got one good one about this, working in someone else's shoes. Never criticize someone until you walk a mile in their shoes.
Very true.
That way, when you criticize them, they won't be able to hear from that far away. Plus, you'll have their shoes.
Oh my God, this is brilliant. Where do you get these from?
I collect them over the years, and I'm actually, here you are. I'm thinking of putting, because everyone loves my one-liners. Some of them not mine, I borrow them, but I use it very wisely and people remember that.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking, I can create little notebook with the little one-liners that people can use. Imagine this beautiful notebook that you can use through the year. You know, and then in the bottom is little one-liner with the illustration of, you know, like one of them. Or it's always sunshine in my head. And then I'll have, you know, little sun next to it.
Yeah, I love it. I think you should definitely do that. I'll buy it.
Okay, so yeah, please click below or register. So when we're done it, we can send one to you.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Oksana, it's always an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. You know, not only are you entertaining and full of energy and positivity, but you're also very clever and a very astute marketer, and your creativity is second to none. So, you know, really such a pleasure to have you on the show. And I think if anybody is looking for someone to help them with their marketing and their branding, you know, Oksana is your lady, because she is just so full of ideas. And she always thinks way, way outside the box. Is there anything else that you want to leave our listeners with today?
I would love for guys who would like to connect to follow me on my Instagram. It's Impero by Oksana.
Right.
Or if you need any creative ideas or just sort of brainstorm what can you do for your business, I'm happy to, you know, receive the email. My email address is oksana@impero.com.au.
Fantastic. I'm going to put all those links in the show notes for everybody. And once again, Oksana, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. I can't wait to have you back on the show. So if anybody has any particular questions or ideas that they want, you know, some insight into or some discussion around, I'd love to have you email some things in so Oksana and I can chat about them. So you can always do that as well. But in the meantime, I hope everybody has a fantastic day, a fantastic week, and we'll see you very, very soon for another episode. But thanks again, Oksana.
Thank you.